Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Dear listeners, I love to share with you what God's doing around the world. And to be honest with you, sometimes my biggest problem is deciding which story I want to tell. And yesterday I started sharing some news with you about SOAP. That's the Sirote Orphans Assistance Project in Sirote, Uganda. And yesterday I shared several of the orphans who had accepted Christ as their Savior and had been baptized. And then I started sharing one of the stories from Pamela Wheeler, who's one of our workers there. As she was sharing the gospel, one of the young boys translating for her shared from his heart, and several young people expressed interest in knowing Christ, but they were missing one young man named Ronald. They looked for him, could not find him, and as they were walking home, a lady started running behind us, begging us not to go on. Ronald had gone home, this young man, to take his crying sister home, and as they looked down the road, there was Ronald, crying, wiping his eyes, trying to run to catch up with us. And what a blessing to be able to stop on the side of the road and go through the scripture with him and see him trust Christ as his Savior. A huge smile spread across his face. His mother had also come up and was so appreciative that we would spend time talking to Ronald. Come to find out, he was being sent to a different boarding school that very day, and I may not ever see him again. God certainly works in mysterious ways. But not only do our workers there teach these young people the gospel, they show the love of Christ in so many ways, and they try to develop character in these young people. So now I'm going to switch to a part of the story given by Carrie Phillips, another of our single lady missionaries who works there in the church and the orphanage in Sirote. And she says, our primary 6 and primary 7 Bible classes have been learning about helping others, and they wanted to put that into action. We decided to help a widow named Mrs. Elizabeth, who needed assistance with her harvest. Due to diabetes, she lost one of her legs, so we were eager to help in any way that we could. The boys saw that she needed about 150 heaps of dirt where sweet potatoes could be planted, so they got busy. They weren't able to finish digging, so they asked me if I could bring them back again so they could finish for her. It was a joy to see such servants' hearts. The girls and I harvested millet for her, because millet is a cereal grain that's a staple crop for many people in Uganda. After harvesting, we dug up the plants and got the land ready for her next harvest. Then the girls were waiting for the boys, so they kept looking around to see if Miss Elizabeth needed anything else. And they found empty jerry cans, and those are containers that hold about 20 liters of water. So they took them to the borehole and got her water. The children really had sweet spirits as they helped Ms. Elizabeth. It was great to see them putting into action what they have learned. We're so proud of what our missionaries are doing there in not only leading these orphans to Christ, but training them for their future lives in so many different ways. They're praising the Lord for the many orphans who followed the Lord in believers' baptism, for the children who are developing the character quality of obedience in their lives, for a sweet spirit of unity among the teachers and the staff at Independent Baptist School, and for children who want to implement what they're learning in practical ways in their daily lives. And then there are two of their youngest orphans, Martin and Timothy. Praise the Lord for their trust in Christ as their Savior. Would you please pray for the church and the Christian school and the orphanages and all the other ministries there in Sirote, Uganda, East Africa.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.